Hello and welcome to the next edition of Chimneys Chats, which brings our listeners knowledge and expertise from business sector experts, helping you to develop yours. Today's episode is entitled, Do You Want to Consider Franchising Your Business? I am Dawn Bezzers, Managing Director of Lawrence Davis, and I'm joined by Founder and Director Paul Davis of Brandmark Franchising, who are a national and international franchising consultancy. Paul, firstly, would you like to give our listeners a quick overview of your experience in the franchise world, which spans over 30 years?
Yes, it does, Dawn, and thank you for that very warm intro. Yes, I'm Paul Davis, founder director of Brandmark Franchising, which is a BFA accredited franchise consultancy. So I started back in the around 1990 with franchising, working with Perfect Pizza that became Papa John's. Spent quite a few years at director level with KFC and also worked with cafe versions of Haagen-Dazs and Ben & Jerry's. Coming away from food, I also worked for a number of years with two flooring companies, which in the Midlands and North, you'll know better as United Carpets. And across the country with Floors to Go, creating a digital model for those. And then decided to set up my own consultancy based on, at the time, about 25 years experience. And I set Brandmark Franchising up in 2014 to take franchises across the UK and across the world. And that's what we do to this day.
And from my personal experience of working with you, Paul, you know, you have such an excellence of reputation in the marketplace. It's refreshing for you to work with brands and mentor them as well. So, if we want to consider the franchise route to develop our business, what are the first things we should be aware of as a business?
Okay, so stripping it right back to the beginning, the success of a franchise and the franchise industry is that these are proven concepts, okay? They're not new entities, they are proven concepts. Now, taking that, there are two pillars, really, that you need to be able to satisfy. You need to know that you are a viable entity, you're making money. And you need to know that this is a replicable business. Once you've got those two, you're on your way. Now, many times during the times you're meeting with new franchisees, wannabe franchisees, you're going to be asked lots of questions about your financial performance, particularly, but also about the support as well. Going back to the financial part, though, you know, people will want you to be able to show them that the projections that you have can be substantiated, which is fair enough. So you will need to be in business around about 18 months to 2 years, enough for you to be able to get a full year's accounts on record, and you will be able to substantiate KPIs such as EBITDA, sales, gross profit, and labor cost. That's really important to be able to do that. That gives people the comfort to know that you're doing it already, so I can take that to somewhere else and make it happen. One word of caution I would say is the words easy and the words franchising never go in the same sentence. Where you've got people and money involved at the same time, there is always room for problems to arise, and often they do. However, you know, we'll go on to talk later on and some of the financial returns we'll talk about. So I'm not making this all too negative.
Okay. And what sort of level of capital might I need to start this journey?
Yeah. So again, if I break this down into two parts, initial capital and then ongoing, the initial part, you're going to be needing to spend around about £15,000 over 3 to 4 months getting your marketing ready. That could be website, video, landlord pack, brochures, and much more besides. You'll also be wanting to get your financial documents in place, so you will have a generic franchise model built from the performance of the first site. And you will also need to get your legal documents in place, and then you've got to consider things like territory mapping and an operations manual. This is all going to go out before you even start money coming in. The next stage is the recruitment stage. So you need to be able, ready, and willing to be able to market your franchise sufficiently to get it out there. And you do that really normally in collaboration with a franchise consultant who can tell you the best portals to go on, for example, how to get the best out of LinkedIn and other social media platforms as well.
Excellent. What early steps can I take in terms of assessing the market for my business?
Yep. So great question. And it's something that everybody should do. So, you know, that take your own product and think, who else is doing something like me? Go and do a bit of research on how they do it, what their decors look like, what their price points are like, and just get a flavor of these sort of things. I would also suggest that you go to franchise exhibitions. You know, they're held regularly, particularly in the autumn and spring every year. And there are, you know, exhibitions going on in London, Birmingham, at the NEC, Manchester, and of course up in Glasgow. So there are plenty of scopes. And at those exhibitions, there is an absolute smorgasbord of franchise people. You will find franchise brands with the owners there. You will find franchise lawyers. You will find marketing people. You will find accountants. And also the franchise banks are there. Speak to all of these people. Immerse yourself in this two-day event and ask lots of questions. And there's also a lot of kind of talks going on with these things as well. Presentations. Hook into a few of those as well. It's just a real must that you can do.
And I think sometimes, from my experience of working with yourself, etc., within the industry, it can be quite community-based. So I think don't be afraid to ask other franchisors about their journey as well.
Yes. You know, if you go onto the BFA website, you will find around about 340 brands which are part of the BFA. And incidentally, there's nearly 1,000 brands across the UK, so it's 700 odd that aren't in there. But you will find probably the best ones within the BFA. Just look them up. All the details are there. Go and talk to those people. Do a Zoom call or any sort of Teams call, and even a phone call. Just soak up the feedback.
Yeah. And how will year one play out, and what is the process?
Well, year one will look something like this. You will spend the first 3 or 4 months working with your consultant to get all of your collateral in place. So this is kind of, that takes that long really to be able to get it absolutely right and within the guidelines of the BFA. So as I was talking before, that's your legal, your financial, et cetera, et cetera. The rest of the, say, 8 months of the year, you're starting the recruitment process. So you're finding about which platforms to go on. I always think that over a space of a year, you should probably use a touch on 10 different platforms to really get it out to all the different places that you can think of. And you're starting to learn as you're going along as well. And that's probably how your year is going to be split up. You will be time poor. You'll be financially poorer, but you'll come out of it 12 months later one heck of a lot wiser.
Because I think a lot of it is actually looking at your business as well, isn't it, from that perspective, and getting that transparency ready. And I think that all sort of builds a confidence for your business as a franchise to sell it to franchisees as well. So that comes to my next question, is what is the failure and success rate of a business within the franchise sector?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, there are many different types of franchise. And, you know, it's difficult to give you a figure across the board. However, if you sat with any of the big banks, as I've talked about today, HSBC, Lloyds, NatWest, Santander coming in latterly, they will tell you that if you go to the world as a independent, and you will probably hear from them that they'll tell you that 50% of those businesses fail within the first 2 years. That is a huge figure. And obviously they take a big hit from that. The same banks will tell you within franchising, and these figures I'm about to quote are taken from the latest BFA NatWest survey. That's a survey of the franchise industry that used to be done every year. And then along came COVID. So that's now restarting. But it was always the case that the failure rate really was less than 1%, attributed purely to economic failure. So a real difference in performance of the two sort of, you know, ways of approaching a business.
And what do you feel at the moment are the most popular type of franchises within the industry?
Yep. There's kind of three sectors that are really big and always growing. That's the food and beverage sector, the care sector, obviously linked to the fact that we're all living longer, and lots at the other age end, which is the kiddies. Lots of swimming, football, and it's great to see girls and boys mixing together, whereas many years ago it was boys there, girls there, it's now mixed up. Big growth sectors there. There are lots of other sectors like the service sector and IT sector. They're okay, but these three really dominate the growth spurt that's within the sector at the moment.
And do you feel the world as a whole through communication has got a lot smaller, that it is easier for brands to franchise themselves internationally and international brands to come into the UK?
Yes, and that's a lot of my work. You know, if we start with a brand that's got small numbers of stores, 1, 2, 3, 4, by the time they get to 20, they've got enough money coming in to be able to cope with going international. But I also find I'm contacted by a lot of international companies, particularly from the Middle East, Eastern Europe, but very much from the States, that want to come in and want to franchise in the UK. I've recently partnered up with Hooters of America, 500 stores across the world, and Brandmark Franchising is now working with those to get master franchises and multi-sites in the UK. So, yeah, it's a much smaller world now, and long may it last.
So from that perspective as well, some franchises might be more packaged for international expansion than actually in the UK as well, or...
Yeah, the best way of having your franchise go internationally is for it perhaps not to be offensive to any culture, any religion. And if you look at a lot of the food and beverage sector that doesn't have alcohol in it, they are really set to go international, you know, because what do everybody in the world eats? And, you know, as long as your product fits kind. So we try to make them as inclusive as possible, I would say.
Brilliant. And the burning question is, should I use a franchise consultant or should I go it alone?
So as a franchise consultant, I would have to say that yes, you should. But allow me to say why. Okay, so when you start franchising without a consultant there, you're a franchise virgin. Your franchise coming in will be a franchise virgin. So you've got really the blind teaching the blind, and you know what could possibly go wrong. So a consultant will make sure firstly that your collateral is robust and it can be tested and it can carry on working for you. That's your foundation for your business. Ongoing, you're getting steer and advice from an expert, good listener, good talker, people that have been in the business for 10, 20, 30 years, that have come across most of the issues and opportunities, and you will get a smoother path into the industry, and particularly with things like funding banks. You know, 95% of all franchisees, will have some degree of funding within that. The consultant will very much make that path much smoother for your franchisees to go into, because without good relations with the banks, your franchise is going nowhere. So those reasons.
Yeah. And I think really from researching a consultant as well, the British Franchising Association is the place to go to have a look and look at people who are accredited, because that's quite important that people are accredited.
Yeah. I mean, the BFA, British Franchises Association, stands for Ethical Franchising and the Building of Sustainable Businesses. So why wouldn't you want to go and check in with those people?
And what sort of returns could I expect for my investment?
Okay. So I'll give you this again in two parts. I can tell you that if you're a franchisee in the industry, when you hit that exit strategy or you have to sell or think circumstances change, you can expect 1.5 to 2.5 times EBITDA. Let me say, which is not bad. As a consultant, though, what you can really expect there is a kind of 8 to 10 times EBITDA. So, you know, it depends on whether you're on the up or on the down and different circumstances, but it'll be around about that level. So that's a really good, significant pension fund. In terms of income, you will receive a royalty of normally 5 to 7%, something like that. Some sectors a bit higher, some a bit lower, but certainly for the masses, 5 to 7%, and that's your profit line. You will also have a marketing levy, which is fully reinvested in the business to be able to market everybody's stores. And you will have about 2% of that. And you'll also attract a franchise fee for each store opening, which will be 15 to 22,500, something like that, for each store. So that's a significant kind of, you know, income stream.
And I would imagine that I need to structure my company ready for the franchising world.
You do. Yes. Now, again, take yourself back to your exit strategy. What you want is a nice, clean company structure. Now, normally what you'd have is a holding company that will hold your IP, and that licenses your franchise company and your franchisees within that to use the franchise agreement and all of the aspects of the franchise. You might have a degree of corporate stores. So try and keep those two revenue streams separate. It's much better to do that. So when you do come to sell in 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time or more, you've got a nice, clean structure there. And buyers love it being clean. They don't like it being complicated. And they don't like to see lots of dissolved businesses along the way. So just keep it lean, keep it clean, and do it like that. And you're well-structured for franchising.
So also be very prepared for transparency.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, from a franchisor point of view, they want to see what they're investing in.
Yeah, and, you know, this is something that's can be a problem for some people. It can be kind of counterintuitive to say, by the way, have a look at my sales, have a look at my accounts. When you're in corporate life, you don't go around showing people that. So you really have to take on board that transparency is going to help your business help these businesses. Franchisees and franchisors have a great interdependency with each other. You both need to be transparent and honest. And the more transparent you are, the greater success you'll have, guaranteed.
And when I've made this massive success of my business and I've got 2050 and I'm international as well, what kind of exit strategy can I consider? And how would this be valued?
Okay, so really it'll be valued as a multiple of your own EBITDA. But let me tell you, one of the best times for selling a business is where you've got a great number of sites internationally, you've got a nice balance of international and UK stores, but there is a lot of growth still to go on. And that is where you will attract a more decent price, but also you'll have a lot of interest. People that think, well, I can take that to the next level. Perhaps they want to take on some equity borrowing. And it leaves lots and lots of opens, and it will be not only a profitable sale, but maybe a quicker sale as well.
Well, time's nearly up, but I really want to thank you today, Paul, for coming over.
Pleasure.
And talking about franchising. This is our third episode, and I think each time we're all learning more about the industry, which is excellent, and more about Brandmark Franchising. You can visit Paul's website at brandmarkfranchising.co.uk. Search for Paul Davis on LinkedIn. You'll find the bits at the end of the video as well. So if you'd like more information about Chimneys Chats and how Lawrence Davis Digital can support your business communications, please visit our own website, lawrencedavis.co.uk, making your success our business. Thank you for listening, and so many thanks, Paul, for coming today.
Thanks for asking me.
No problem.